Welcome to The Ether. Today is Monday, April 18th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Intern Capital. Everyone knows interns make the world go round, so when it comes to picking out your interns, make sure you choose the best. The best you say, that's right, the best. And everyone knows all the best interns come from Intern Capital. Be sure to follow Intern Capital on Twitter and keep an eye out April 14th for the Intern FT Mint launching on One Planet. Links are in the show notes. And for more information, check out intern.capital. Be sure to follow Intern Capital on Twitter for daily ship posts and stock tips. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, Intern FT and Minerva Intern, an AMA hosted by One Planet. Let's take a listen.
I knew it. I knew it was Gray. I fucking knew it.
He thought you would recognize the voice.
How? No one has a more distinct voice than Gray.
I have no idea what you're talking about, sir.
Yeah.
There's a lot of doxing going on leading up to TDX.
Yeah, I'm assuming you've seen the picture of me.
That is correct,
sir. Oh, well, how did you find out? Who sent it to you?
I'm also part of Orbital Command.
Oh, you're in the. Oh my! I think you're in the group chat, aren't you?
I am.
Well, it was bound to happen sometime. Now Edwin knows what I look like. It's only fair that you send a picture of yourself now.
Well, you can.
Gray.
That was hard to understand.
I cannot understand a single thing you're saying.
The voice was too deep right there.
But yeah, it's only fair, but Edwin. Come on.
I was going to say, I'm pretty much doxed already if you check out my Twitter account. It's a picture of me in a suit, like the StarCraft suits.
All right, how does this sound, guys? Do I sound normal?
You do.
Okay. What's your Twitter?
It's Edwin D. Monroy.
But that's not even you. That's not even you. That's a picture.
That's me. That looks exactly like me, man. It's a perfect rendering of how I look like.
Yeah, that does look like him.
But yeah, thank you guys for being here. We got Crush here that I sent an invite to if he wants to join us. I know it's late for him. It's 1 a.m., but he's always got some good conversations as well. So if he wants to join us, he can. But otherwise, let's get started, guys. Just wanted to have you guys on here and talk a little bit about what's going on this week with your projects. Intern Capital, we still have your Intern NFT live on the launch pad at One Planet. You're at 629 minted. And so just want to dive a little bit deeper into that. I know there's some stuff that you released on Twitter in regard to TDX. And then we got Minerva.intern as well. We're exposing your account so you can give us some more alpha and about what's going on in the background with Minerva DAO. because it looks very pretty in the front, but there's a lot of interns working in the background, and it hasn't been that easy. But we got Crush here too. What's up?
Hey, how's it going? You're right.
What's up?
Yeah, man, 1 a.m. here, you know, pretty sleepy, but here I am.
Yeah, man, thank you.
That's a true intern right there.
That's right. Yeah, I've got my ramen with coffee.
Yeah, and I know you've been helping out a lot of different projects as well. And so that'll be a cool story maybe to dive a little bit deeper into. But let's start with Intern Capital. Let's see what's going on with you this week. What's this new promotion that you got going on for TDX?
Yeah, so in light of the Mint and in light of TDX happening relatively soon, I think we have less than 2 months now. We partner up with the TDX, and now if you want the chance to win a free ticket to the Terra Dapp Expo, all you got to do is head on over to One Planet, mint yourself an intern NFT. Go ahead, find the pinned tweet on our Twitter, and then you just need to post the NFT you got from minting. And this is running all the way to Thursday, 12 a.m. UTC. And that's all you have to do to participate. And winners will be chosen after the time frame concludes. And once that happens, we'll send out the codes to the winners. But yeah, if anyone wants some free TDX tickets, this is by far the best way, because you are essentially getting tickets, if you win, at a price point of 69.42 UST, rather than, I think they're like at $200 now. I don't take a word up for that. Let me check where they are. I think they are pretty expensive though.
I just put the tweet up here in the Twitter space as well, just in case anybody wants to just click on it and have access to that offer. But the general admission right now is $249 for the Terra Dapp Expo.
Yes, and VIP is $600. So essentially, you're getting a major discount if you do win. So if you want to go ahead and get a cheap TDX ticket, go ahead and mint yourself an intern, and then you'll win. You'll have a chance at winning one.
Nice, yeah. And so we'll dive a little deeper into like what else you guys got planned for Terra Dapp Expo. I know the interns are going to try to go big for that event. With Minerva DAO intern, I wanted to see if you want to introduce us a little bit to what's going on in Minerva DAO and what your role is there as an intern, I guess, just so that we can get to know Minerva DAO if people haven't heard about what's going on there.
Yeah, for sure. I'm pretty sure most people that hear me talk are going to know exactly who I am, but I will say I'm undercover regardless. But yeah, Minerva DAO, things are going really good. If anyone is in the Discord, I'm sure y'all know that we have a pod structure available in the DAO. So you can go in and see like every pod is working on something else, and you're able to like witness the marketing side, the dev side, the sales pod. You can see everything that's going on in the DAO, which is a really transparent way to do things. So it's really interesting to go in there and see how hectic it is, but it's fun. But a lot of cool things are happening with Minerva. We're finally approaching our first wine sale. It should be here in the next month or so. The actual date should be announced pretty soon, but that's incredibly exciting. Soon enough, we're all going to be able to get drunk off an NFT, which, I mean, is just like the best thing I've ever heard in my life. But yeah, following that, we have our FLA coming up. So definitely a busy one for the DAO, but we're moving forward. It's really exciting. And yeah, we just recently became friends with Intern Capital, because Minerva DAO kind of runs like 1,000 interns running in every different direction. And it's perfect, just like Intern Capital. So how could we not be best friends with them now?
This is true.
Yeah, a lot of people come up to different roles from Intern Capital, and that's why we are here to support the cause here, so that all these interns can get bigger roles, make some money, afford something a little bit more than ramen.
For sure. Intern Captain, I'm curious. Y'all got anything planned for the Terra DApp Expo that you're allowed to say publicly?
We do. I'm not sure if I tweeted this yet, but we are hosting a ramen building contest. Not a ramen eating contest. That was taken by Cash, unfortunately. We had that in the idea, like in the plans, but they unfortunately beat us to it. So the front runners got front run by Cash. But yeah, we're doing a building ramen contest. Essentially, we'll have a preset amount of ingredients that anyone can use to build, quote unquote, their perfect bowl of ramen. And winners will receive a intern NFT. So they'll present their ramen bowl to a panel of judges, and the winner will be decided like that. That is what we are doing for our workshop. As of our booth, that will remain anonymous. You'll have to be there.
I just want to warn you beforehand. I will be at the event, and I happen to be known as one of the best ramen builders in Austin, just to kind of give you some hindsight on my skills. So be careful, because I plan on winning that. I also will really try to sneak as much wine as I can to y'all's booth, but don't tell my bosses or I'll get fired.
I expect to be wine drunk by the end of the first day.
Just make sure you leave some room for the after parties, because there's going to be a lot of that going on as well.
Oh, for sure, for sure. We'll see if we get that far. Hopefully we do. I'll have to bring a lot of water.
Y'all need to fill me in. I should know this, but so the T-Fi Alpha after party, I'm really pumped up for that. Is it happening on the first night of the event or the second?
Second night.
Ooh, that's exciting.
And it's also going to be at a different location. So just make sure you do have some water around in case you need to drive.
Yeah. No! This was not known to me. Oh, well, we'll figure something out.
Yeah.
I was looking at the event calendar, and we are literally like jam-packed for the week. It's going to be, or for like the time everyone's down there. There's like event back-to-back. We got basketball games, ramen eating contest. It's going to be quite fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. And that's just like for the event, right? Then there's the side events. And then even before Terra DApp Expo, there's the CentralCon. And after Terra DApp Expo, there's going to be the consensus conference as well. So,
isn't there like a secret network event?
There is. It's still a secret, though.
Interesting.
No, but yeah. As we get closer, for sure, you know, we want to make sure that people are aware of where these events are happening. That way, if you guys want to attend, you can attend. But it's going to be crazy. Yeah, just to have all the projects in one location, and then once Terra DApp closes, let's say at like 5 p.m., then everybody goes into the individual parties that each project is having.
Yeah, it's incredibly exciting, especially with like COVID at the beginning and like a lot of travel restrictions. There just hasn't been like too many huge Terra events, but this one's definitely going to be something that the community hasn't seen before. It's going to be cool, because when people are walking around Austin and we're all in our like Luna Loot gear, people are finally going to recognize us, guys. It's finally time.
I mean, I just happened to buy this morning a Intern Capital polo, so that should be coming relatively soon. Catch me wearing that at the event, so you'll know exactly where I'm from. I mean, you'll know where I'm from because I just got doxxed, or will get doxxed officially by TDX, but you know, the shirt's there to point that out if you don't know already.
Yeah, we will be wearing our colors for sure. I want to see if Crash, if you wanted to just share a little bit about yourself and what projects you're kind of helping out with.
Well, first of all, I guess I can share that I'm really jealous of all of you guys that are going to be in Austin. I'm definitely not going to be able to make it, but yeah, maybe one day, hopefully.
Well,
I live at the other side of the pond. Tough, pretty tough times.
Yeah, I know that a lot of people are having trouble in regard to that. Just coming from different locations, the COVID restrictions, and it obviously can get expensive as well.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Minerva is pretty dope. It's really good. It's full of interns. Yeah, definitely loads of interns. Definitely mostly interns. And yeah, I'm writing for One Planet as well. I'm the guy writing some of the Medium. That's me, intern all the way.
I heard some alpha. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say it, but I heard y'all are doing something special within your NFT museum. Is that correct?
Yeah, definitely. It's the whole event is going to be special for sure, but our NFT museum is being worked on, of course, as we speak, you know, just trying to come up with the theme of it and just making it kind of walking friendly, you know what I mean? Like having a smooth flow to like where you enter, how you exit, being able to take advantage of the different utility that we're going to have there. Let's say there's going to be a couple of different things that you'll be able to do there. And there's going to be a lot of collaboration as well. We're going to be working with as many projects as we can, as many booths as we can. We're going to integrate them. That way there's some kind of just a reward for the people that attend to check in with booths. And then from there, being able to participate at the NFT museum as well and being rewarded for that. But yeah, and there's going to be different NFT projects that are going to be highlighted there as well. So all of that is, the details are still being put together, but it's definitely going to be fun. You know, we want it to be a place where people can go and have fun and engage with the NFTs as much as possible and engage with all the projects that are going to be at TDX as well.
One thing I think is really cool about that is the fact that the original TFI Alpha, like I said earlier, it was pretty limited to who could attend. Like there was still a good amount, but it was mainly people in the Terra community or Secret maybe. But there's going to be a lot of people that may not be like really in the crypto scene or in the Terra community coming to this event. And when they get there, they're going to see One Planet Museum, Intern Capital's ramen building contest, Minerva's wine. Like it's going to be such a unique experience, I feel like, for people that don't really know about the communities, like the physical representation of all that. So I feel like that'll be really exciting for kind of onboarding people, because how could you see all of that and not want to just dive headfirst into Web3, you know?
That's actually a good point, because we like the Terra community on Twitter, we know, you know, kind of where the culture is, right? And the different areas we can go to have some fun, let's say. Like with Intern Capital, we know the memes are going to be there, right? Whenever we hear the word intern, we know what's coming. But if other people that are attending DecentralCon or Consensus, they're not aware of Terra as much, and then they come and check out what's going on with the Paradap Expo, they're going to see this different things, right? And so it is really good exposure to get just kind of like what's different about Terra and the community, and the different events are going to be able to showcase that.
Yeah, for sure. We're able to physically represent like our project's personalities, because every project on Terra has like a very unique personality and a unique way of doing things. And the fact that we get to do that like face to face is going to be really cool for us and other projects, kind of getting that network effect. But it's also really cool for like everyone that doesn't know everyone. Maybe this is someone's first event and they get to go and see all of that. That's really incredible. I know I'm hyping up TDX a lot, but I cannot deny how excited I am.
No, I agree. I'm super excited just to honestly just to kind of engage with people on a more personal level. There's only so much you can do, like over Discord, over Twitter, things like that. So I guess like meeting those people IRL and getting that like deeper level of connection with those people, with those protocols, I think it's going to be really beneficial to everyone that goes. And just honestly, just overall meeting people, like getting to know them. Hopefully I'll get to go out with some of the Terra people after the expo, just to like hang out, chill, you know?
Yeah, we needed something like this, just an event to get the Terra community together. And we're going to have like a new corner as well to introduce people to like the Terra Station wallet and Anchor and all of that stuff. But I am seeing, you know, that we have some interns listening. We have Tim Shytown, we have T-Bug.UST, We have Terra Spaces, of course. They're wearing their intern. So that's pretty cool to see. I wanted to ask Intern Capital in regard to what's it been like since you started the Mint team, since the launch started on April 14th. How has your Discord or community changed from people that are minting and they're coming in and showing off their intern, or just where the conversations have gone within your community?
Yeah, honestly, it's been a lot more active since our mint started. I'm not sure if you guys know, but we hosted an AMA with myself on the Discord just for anyone to come and ask any questions about, you know, trying to get a job on Terra, overall, like how to get into Terra, things like that. How I got into the position of PM at Intern Cap. It's just been, like I said, overall more active. We have people meeting each other now, exchanging information. I've personally had about like two people come up to me, asking if I can like help them get a job, like what they should do in regards to investment strategies, things like that in Terra. But yeah, the interaction between myself and other people within the Discord has just gone up exponentially since the mint, which I find really amazing, because I love when new people come in and just kind of ask questions. I love being that person that can kind of guide people through Terra or through Web3 in general and give them that information. So I'm very excited to see where this goes, but I've been very happy with what I've seen so far.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And that's kind of the expectation, right? That after the mint or during the mint, that people start to find out more in depth into what you guys are doing with your project, with Intern Capital as a whole, right? Because the NFT project is something that's being built on the side and being integrated into Intern Capital. But Intern Capital has been existing for a while, and you guys have been able to onboard people and help them with the education process of feeling comfortable in Terra and finding out what's needed and kind of guiding them towards different paths to actually contribute to building in Terra.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, this mint just helps us, you know, grow our community even more. Because before it was kind of just everyone from like wherever just coming into Intern Cap, which is fine. Like anyone can come and kind of like, try and deepen their understanding of Terra and Web3 in general. But I think this mint has kind of just like kind of more focalized our community and those that want to be a part of Intern Capital, and just kind of get that connection with us and kind of run with it and see where it goes. And it's helped us see who our supporters are monetary wise. And I consider anyone who joined Intern Cap the Discord, whether you mint or not, a supporter of us, because you're helping us grow our community. But again, it's just helped us figure out who those people are that want to support us. Because a portion of this mint is going towards our treasury, which is going to be used to help us fund future projects on developing Intern Capital as a whole and trying to expand this community. And to eventually create this onboarding mechanism where people who have no experience in Web3, who have no experience in Terra, can come in and learn everything they need to.
And I think that's the cool thing about Web3 and NFT projects, that, like you're saying, you're able to see who is more financially able to contribute in that way. And then with that, you're able to give out more rewards and provide more value to the community as well, right? Which is, it's cool to see, and being able to have the blockchain technology, being able to use snapshots of the wallets that are minting. And then, for example, you guys are rewarding people that get 3 Intern NFTs with some Ramen NFT airdrops. So I think just taking advantage of the technology is something that's very useful in kind of matching that energy or the financial just support that people are able to provide.
Yeah, and as for supporting our minters, we actually do have discount codes for TDX tickets they're not going to be free, but you will get a discount if you do use them. And those will be given out to intern NFT holders within our Discord. So the way that works is you can come in, claim your intern NFT holder role through the Lunar Assistant. If you're not sure how to do that, you can just come on our Discord and ask, and we'll kind of show you how that works. But anyone who has a intern NFT holder role within our Discord will have a chance at winning a discount for TDX tickets. I think we have about 30 of them to give out. So a lot of discounts to give out. And so all you got to do is just mint an NFT, hold that in your wallet, come over to our Discord, claim the role, and then you'll be entered.
Nice. Yeah, that's good to hear that anybody's still able to participate in that and get some discounts from Intern Capital as well. I wanted to just have like a general question here, and any of you guys can start with the answer, but I was just curious what you guys think in regard to the growth in the NFT ecosystem in Terra. We're all in some way involved, right? Even Crush, you know, you're helping us at One Planet, and I know you've been able to get more in-depth knowledge about NFTs and diving deeper into that world, which I don't think that was initially what you were interested in. You were more into the DeFi projects. So I'm just curious in general, how do you guys feel about all of this growth, a lot more marketplaces and a lot more NFT projects being launched every day?
I think a lot of it is really good. Like, for example, whenever NFTs first came out on Terra, it was really hype, but everyone wanted kind of a piece in the action in regards to like building a project. And a lot of them kind of fell short of like what was expected. But now that we have a lot of projects, I do see something coming out. And that's the fact that whenever someone creates a project, they have to find a way to be unique and to like build utility, build a good community around their NFT. And I feel like I'm starting to see that a lot more, even in regards to like collaborations between like different projects. I can tell it's kind of accelerating on how projects are handling post-mint. And I think it's really interesting to see. I think it's really good for the ecosystem in the long run to kind of see how these projects like interconnect with each other in the community.
Yeah, I definitely echo that. That's exactly what I'm starting to like feel. I can see kind of like all these different projects that are launching on One Planet. They're all like collaborating kind of like with each other, which is like really amazing. And it's a space that is moving so fast. Like I was, as Edwin was saying, yeah, I was more onto the DeFi side, the token side, and I kind of like missed the kind of like punks mints and all these like OG mints that now I definitely regret not going into, because like they were just JPEGs and I was like, what's going on there? But now kind of like the utility that projects like Minerva or Intern NFT as well are bringing into the ecosystem, not only for Terra's NFT ecosystem, but also, I mean, in general, just for USD usage, I can't wait to see what's coming with all these, especially with all the different launch pads coming out, right? Like One Planet Launchpad, I think it's a really cool way for new projects to get out there. And yeah, I mean, there's so much to build still, like aggregators, maybe like platforms for doing data analytics. Like I haven't seen any for NFTs, so. Yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, I was gonna say that there is still a lot of tooling and infrastructure that needs to be built in Terra, right, in order to support the NFT investors more, give them some more ability to analyze projects and have research around. And that's one place that within One Planet we want to try and help as much as we can. Starting with just the implementation of different ways to add utility to NFT projects, right? And so, for example, tomorrow we're going to have the drop from Riot Factory, and there's going to be a assemble and disassemble feature that we're going to have with that NFT project. And so what's cool there is that they're able to add the utility and create NFT parts. And so now as a creator, you can, your imagination can run wild in a sense, right? Where you essentially let your holders or let your supporters build their own character, put their own traits together. And so it adds a lot more customization. In my eyes, I think it helps build community as well, because now you're going to have people just kind of engaging with specific parts for the head or for the background or for the chest or arms or whatever it is, right? And so I'm excited just to see this, how this drop goes, and just to see what comes out of that, just if there's any sub communities that are built before before like people even put a robot together, right? Like friends getting together and just saying, oh, let's just get this color of background, and then going out to the marketplace and buying that background and then building the robot with it. And so there's so much to explore there. And so I think from One Planet, that's one thing that we're excited to continue to build. And obviously there's going to be other features that come in the future, but yeah, I think there's still a lot of infrastructure that needs to be built, like you guys mentioned. But it is exciting to see where we're going. And it's cool to see all the people that are here listening as well. You know, like we have Skeleton Punks, we have Lunitas, we have Hellcats, Anarchists. So there's definitely a lot of projects, you know, that are well known, that have done, you know, really well building their communities. And so to me, that's exciting. You know, whenever I jump into Twitter Spaces and I see all of these PFPs, you know, it's just cool to see and know where they come from, in a sense, and watching them grow and build all everything that they have.
Yeah, it is really cool. The PFP scene has definitely changed like a lot since I first got into Terra. I remember originally everyone kind of had their own thing. You would see a couple like ETH NFTs, but essentially like most people just had like some picture to represent them. But now, like you said, the PFPs are like an attachment to community. And then you see the couple that have had the same PFP forever, and you just know, like, right when you see it, like, that's them, which is really cool.
If anybody in the listeners want to jump up and want to ask any questions here or have any comments in regard to NFTs, definitely come up. We have Loonies here. If you want to say some words, please come up. Loonies is going to be a project that's going to be launching on One Planet in May. Really cool art. But I did want to also just dive a little bit deeper into Intern Capital in regard to like what's going to be next. You got 4 days, five days actually left for the launch pad. And so as we get closer to the end of that, like what's the first thing that NFT holders are going to be able to do, or how long are we going to be waiting for staking our interns into your website and all that?
So staking will probably be implemented about 2 weeks to a month post-mint. And that's just where you, again, stake your intern, have him work inside a work vault. Because like we all know, you can't have an intern and not have him working. That those two just don't mix. So your intern's got to have something to do. So that's what he'll do inside the vault, and inside the vault he'll begin accruing XP linearly and gold randomly, and those two items will become metadata, which is going to be part of your intern in itself. And then with that, you can go into our item shop, which will be launched in phase 3, and from there you'll be able to mint new items and add them to your current NFT. Let's say it'd be new screen for your monitor, or maybe a different window view, or maybe a new PC entirely. And that will change the metadata and the IFPS image and just create a new NFT overall. And from there, you can do whatever you want, list it on the secondary marketplace, continue staking, things like that. But yeah, just to recap, about two weeks to a month post-mint, the staking feature will be added.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm definitely excited to see that, because not many NFT projects have that staking utility. I know right now the Galactic Punks just had that about 2 weeks ago, I think, and you're able to leave your Galactic Punk there, and then after 21 days, you'll start collecting some of the tokens that they've invested in, right? Like Luar and Mezier. So it's cool to see just a progression here in the technology as well, right? The NFT projects are able to use, and that creates some scarcity in reducing the supply that's listed in the marketplaces as well, raises the floor price. So it's cool to see all of that being built. I wanted to give Loonies just a chance to introduce themselves here. And if you have any comments or questions, go ahead.
Yo, hey, what's up? Yeah, I just wanted to say hello to the group. You'd mentioned my name, so I didn't want to sit in there lurking in the group and not saying anything. But yeah, hello. Lovely to meet everybody. And, you know, I'm really excited by the space and what it, you know, I'm an artist and a producer, a musician. And I've sort of been I'm chasing the creative career for pretty much all my life. You know, I went to school for product design engineering, but I'd kind of steered into the creative arts. And, you know, I'd signed some record deals and publishing deals, and I, you know, got through the hoops through some of the music industry and the creative industry and the entertainment industry without really realizing what I was giving away at the time, you know, when it came to sort of my intellectual property. And so sort of a few years ago, after I'd sort of been a bit beaten up by the music industry and, you know, sort of the industry, I don't know if any of you are familiar, but it's a pretty corrupt space when it comes to distributing IP rights. And so I've got a bit of a burning fuel within me to help artists, you know, monetize their IP rights on the chain. And, you know, I wanted to create something. I'm an artist myself and a musician and creator. So I've built a project called The Loonies. You know, I really see the value in being able to share, you know, property rights on chain to, you know, communities that, you know, are looking to help and be part of these, you know, growing communities that have a mission. And, you know, my particular mission is to help, you know, artists and other people see the potential in this space and not be afraid, you know, but that, you know, like myself, they would have to, you know, spend some time listening. And I've, you know, I've put my hours in over the last year to try and understand the technicalities of the space. I'm probably the least most experienced in the room here. But I do feel as though that Terra has one of the best, you know, sort of emotional landscapes in the ecosystem in the cosmos from what I've, you know, sort of listened in on over the last year. And I'm really looking forward to like working with everybody and especially with One Planet and doing our drop next month. All goes well. That'll be a great launch for us to get this storytelling rolling.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. And I think it's cool to see that transition from people that have been successful in the Web2 world, and now they're understanding what the blockchain technology can provide for them, and then being able to transition and building projects in that world now, right? And like you're saying, just ultimately to be able to provide a kind of like a blueprint for other artists that are coming up so that they can also own as much of their creativity as possible and be rewarded for that.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, it's been an interesting journey. You know, about a year ago, I got the NFT whiff, and it just caught my eye, and it was a way that, you know, artists really could protect their intellectual property. And then, as I started going to the different conferences to try and see what was going on, it felt as if record labels were starting to pop up again, and people going, "Hey, come and put it on our marketplace for 20%, and our marketplace for 30%." And I'm thinking, "Shit, like it's the same things happening over there." So then I thought, "Wow, I've really got to get looking into the space to really understand where the safest place to sort of bring my personal network of songwriters and musicians who have, you know, they're you know, NFTs really do provide the perfect mechanism to unlock all of that, you know, creative potential that the artists and songwriters and musicians just in my circle alone have got stored on their computers and their hard drives. And, you know, they've been locked in these deals where they haven't been able to release music at their own will. And so I really am looking forward to a space where in art and intellectual property and music, especially with the use of these like decentralized streaming platforms and, you know, being able to make use of Anchor Earn Yield to, you know, distribute some of those self-generated yields to, you know, well, subscriptions or streams or whatever it is that you want to put use to, it will actually create a giant new ecosystem to unearth gems that I feel like, you know, companies like Spotify, you know, when they play their music and they have their centralized playlists, I realize that we've really been listening to like top 100 hits like our whole lives, whether you're listening to jazz, classic, you know, pop, rock, whatever. It's a curated playlist. And I really look forward to the day where we've got hundreds of decentralized playlists in every single genre. And I think that we haven't yet heard the greatest potential of music that this, you know, this world's got, because it's sitting on all these people's computers, you know?
Yeah, completely. And I think just to kind of integrate that into intern capital, you know, where they are able to provide an initial kind of foundation to a lot of people that are new to Terra, and from there guide them, right, and into kind of like bottoming up their passion, what they're good at, and then guiding them towards where to learn how to just code to produce projects in Terra, or if there's people that are non-technical but want to be able to help out, then they can go into like a community management role or a moderator role. And we've seen that, like, somebody that comes up a lot is V. She's a moderator for Orbital Command. She does work for Terra Spaces. She does work for Mutants, another NFT project, but she came out from intern capital, you know? And so I think, you know, there's so many different ways here that Web3 has been able to help out.
Yeah, exactly. And to add to that, we also had Vlad, who was our initial backend developer, quote unquote, graduate from intern cap, and he's now working with Nebula. We had another one named Rex. He was before I came in intern cap. I believe he's working on, I think he's a Discord moderator for some other projects doing that.
He's everywhere, to be honest.
Yeah.
In a bunch of projects, and he's also done like moderating, but he's moving up into more of a community manager role now. And obviously with the experience, like, you get better at using bots and then being able to be more creative and provide ideas to the creators as well, not just taking orders in a sense.
Yeah. But just to add, or just to remind everyone, I guess people that came in that didn't hear before, Intern Cap is currently giving away 3 free TDX tickets, and that's 3 for everyone. Anyone who mints an intern NFT on the One Planet Launchpad between now and Thursday, 12 a.m. UTC, will have a chance at winning a TDX ticket. Mainly looking at Seffy over here, who just joined. I know he was on the fence about coming to TDX. Now is no excuse. But yeah, there's some info for you.
Also, just to add on to the giveaways, to celebrate Minerva and InternCap forming this little friendship we got now, we have decided to give away some internet NFTs as well. So if y'all want to go to Minerva_wine, our Twitter page, we just posted it. All you have to do is follow our friends at InternCap and retweet, and we'll be giving away some intern NFTs to the community. And further down the line, as Minerva progresses with our platform launch, we're going to try to get some wine to those winners as well. So pretty good deal going on.
Look at that. More collabs happening live here. Lunis, I wanted to see if you've had any experience working with interns.
You mean like interns like that would work for me, or you mean like intern at Intern Capital?
I was thinking more in your experience and the past work that you've done. Interacted and seen.
Yeah, absolutely. I work with a lot of like musicians and producers, and I'm I specialize a lot in like vocal production and vocal engineering, and that was sort of how I got my gigs to sort of pay rent and stuff. And so I've trained up a lot of like music producers and engineers to, you know, create their music, and I've had them work for me, working for different, working through the different softwares and you know, mixing and mastering techniques. I love teaching people how to fish. Do you know what I mean? And I really think that this space also offers that opportunity. And being someone who's really passionate about drawing and music and art, and that's sort of been my life, my therapy, it's sort of kept my sanity. You know what I mean? It's something that I really feel that this landscape isn't just going to affect what's going in people's wallets. You know, it's like, I really believe it's going to not only financially free people, but creatively free people to really put their heads together to build just some of the, you know, the way these communities work. I went to school for industrial design technology, so I was working in groups to create, you know, products, materials, systems, and plans, sort of for like, in England we call it Dragon's Den, but you know, over here I think you call it Shark Tank. And and it was all about, you know, utilizing everybody's capabilities to get to the final goal. And I really feel like that each, you know, I've been in these spaces for a while, and I've listened to people like Steffi and Danku, and the way that they speak about, you know, these you know, decentralized finance systems, it really brings an eye to the side that's got nothing to do with NFT, you know, into like the next level, is like people coming together and being tied, whether it's through sort of this DAO infrastructure or whatever smart contracts they want to deploy, but on financial systems, that decentralized finance systems that really do provide a stable infrastructure for, you know, sort of building your wealth. So there's a few worlds coming together here that I feel like, you know, from creating, you know, these systems and helping people on board, really it's all hands on deck, in my opinion. And anyone that can understand remotely this space, you know, we all sort of need to put our hands together to say, you know, this is how to do it right, you know. So yeah, I'm excited to work with all these different people.
Yeah, you bring up a good point, where a lot of us that are in this space go from being a consumer to being more of a producer. Right, we go from just learning about these different technologies and different projects, and we fall in love with them and the opportunities they give us to either explore our own creativity or have some kind of financial gain. And we enjoy it and love it so much that we start to talk to people about it and share our knowledge. And then from there, we just kind of become educators, you know, and that's how we get jobs, and that's how we build our own little following and our own communities. And then that's how this space is growing right now. And I, at least from my personal experience, that's what happened to me, you know, just paying attention to YouTube videos about DeFi and then trying farming, and then
we've all had our euphoric moments that sort of like the light bulb went off. And I think that we, you know, we've all got the opportunity now to like plant those seeds for other people to be able to take the opportunity and go and build their own community. And I love to see the way that we can utilize IP rights on the chain and, you know, distributing the commercial license, handing off the commercial license to, you know, the individual owners to be able to, you know, generate a certain amount of wealth using these tools, you know, whether it's music or pictures or art, you know, and the more sophisticated these smart contracts become, you know, we can build. And I'm really excited to see what, you know, they're doing, especially with like music NFTs and stems, though I don't think that they're doing it legally. I think they're probably performing some criminal activity by not paying the rights holders. There are ways in which to implement these systems, like on the stable coin, with real infrastructures that can support stable ecosystems, to bring a bit more of a B2B system in place for artists to be able to onboard, you know, really easily without having to sort of go through this minutia of ecosystems and silos.
Yeah, completely. Entry Capital, did you want to say something there?
Sorry, repeat that.
Oh no, I thought you were going to say something earlier.
No, you're good. I was just over here listening.
Gotcha. Cool. Well, we got a few minutes left. If anybody has any questions, any comments in regard to interns or ownership, technology being built by the blockchain, come on up. We want to hear all about it right now. But I am definitely, you know, just in the same boat, where I think this technology is going to obviously revolutionize the way that people interact with all kinds of digital assets, and I'm all in for it. And I hope that, you know, with the technology that we're building with One Planet, we're able to provide just a different way for NFT creators to implement that utility, right? Because I do think that being able to deploy smart contracts, and, you know, developers are not easy to come by, you know, they're busy creating projects. And so as an NFT creator, we're kind of restricted or limited sometimes as to what you can produce. Like, you can't make your vision come to life 100% because you don't have that background in software engineering, or you don't have the financial stability to be able to hire your own dev. So anyways, the point is that with One Planner, we want to be able to create the backend, the infrastructure for all of these different ways to give NFT projects utility and to help out the artists, right? And simple things like something that you mentioned, Luna, is like, for example, we take a 2.5% fee on sales, on the initial sales on the launchpad, right? And that's something that's not usually done. Usually NFT marketplaces take, you know, 10, 15, 20% right off the bat of sales. And then after that, obviously on the secondary marketplace, there's a different rate. But for us, it's 2.5% right off the bat for everything, right? And our goal with that is we want to think long-term, right? We want to build a good relationship with the NFT projects and let you guys come out from the launch pad with as much money as possible. That way you can give back to your community and start to build out what you have planned in your roadmap as well. But with that being said, let's get some closing thoughts here, and we'll be good for today. It's been fun speaking with you guys. Any last words from Intern Capital?
Not that I can think of, just that if you are going to TDX, I look forward to meeting everyone. And yeah, just a reminder again, free TDX tickets to whoever mints an Intern NFT. And we are also holding a giveaway for current Intern NFT holders or Intern NFT holders in general within our Discord that'll be coming up soon. And that will be for discounted tickets for TDX.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, and for the listeners, the launch pad is still live. They got a little bit less than 5 days still. So definitely go there and get some more Intern NFTs. Any last words from you, Lunis?
No last words from me. I feel like I got quite a lot out, but I really appreciate you calling me up here and, you know, and looking forward to meeting everyone and seeing everyone again in the space.
Yeah, thank you for coming up here and sharing that all that alpha as well. And we'll have you on a round table in the next couple of weeks as we get closer to your mint date as well. That way we can focus a little bit more on your project. And any last thoughts from Minerva Intern?
Not really. Just thank you for having me on. I'm excited to see all these projects coming together and building and talking. Always love to see it, and I appreciate it.
Well, that is it for today. Any listeners here that want to get to know more of these projects, obviously check out their Twitter profiles to start. And Intern Capital, like I said, they are live on our launchpad right now. Lunis will be on our launchpad later in May. Minerva DAO's got some cool stuff coming up with the ADOs and being able to get your hands on some wine and kind of helping out the merchants as well as they produce all of that wine. So anyways, there's a lot of cool stuff going on with NFT projects. And here in One Planet, tomorrow we have the free mint for Riot Factory. So if you guys got the wait list, that's going to be at 6 a.m. PST. But that should be fun as well. I'm excited to see just the different shilling that's going to be going on with the way that people build their robots and just kind of sharing that process. So anyways, lots of cool stuff going on. If anybody's got any questions or anything in specific, you can join our Discord on One Planet and we'll help you out as well. But with that, thank you guys for your time, and appreciate you guys being here.
Yeah, of course. See you guys soon.
No, thank you. Yeah.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the One Planet Intern FT Minerva Intern AMA, recorded on Monday, April 18th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Visit OC's What We Do page using the link in the show notes to take advantage of some of their other educational resources, including weekly meetups to discuss Terra protocols, strategies, and concepts, the Terra Luna Intel Report on Telegram, and YouTube explainer videos on Terra concepts. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. This episode of the Ether was also brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Mutation. It is the key to our evolution. It has enabled us to evolve from a single-celled organism into the dominant species on the planet. This process is slow, normally taking thousands and thousands of years. But every few hundred millennia, evolution leaps forward.
Diving through the forest, looking for the door to the portal. Said it'll take me down a corridor. I'm ignoring the warning, storing importance. The core looks sourced from ancient coordinates. Smells like musty mutants, trust me. I've been hunting bugs since the leaves started rustling. I must be getting close, yo, the scene is disgusting. Parasitic mutations leeching off the country. Grab a couple samples and defy their custody. Feeding gamma rays to the beast at peak velocity. Mutating awesomely, pre-sato wanna me. Taking all the scraps and feed them to the lottery. Always evolving to defy the possibly. These are the things that will stream you responsibly. Feeling uneasy, these genes get them off of me. I don't mean to trip it, am I mutating properly? We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this. Breathing getting heavy, I can feel it in my arms, but I can't stop now.
Mutation.
It's an art form, don't be alarmed. If you see me looking odd when I'm out on the farm, spinning crop circles in your yard, reaching the stars, need a way to get across. Got this little
mutation,
lets me hack key cards. Scene looking like it came out the first three saws. Flexing like Rex when I mutate the precog. Leaders trying to research this genetic seesaw. Give me all the science and we'll leave you with the pre-slaw. Riders believe they bleed these endorsements, turning scientists into terror supporters. Gotta seize the spoils and release the spores. It's time to forage through DNA lore. So sink it or swim, silly Alice, take the pill and see. We're all mad here, taking over your facility. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this.
Terra Spaces.